You're listening to the Bugcast episode 71. that, my British chums, was... Why am I doing a French accent? I don't know. That was Spy for Hire and a track called Luck. Now, Spy for Hire are an American band based in the Atlanta, Columbus area of Georgia in the United States of America. And that track, Luck, is taken from their album Speak Numbers. Good evening, everybody. It is Friday the 7th of August. It's just coming up to 9:15, so we're almost spot on the button tonight. And you are listening to the Bugcast episode number 71. 71. Do you know, I set up a survey specifically for the members of the Association of Music Podcasting the other day. And one of the questions... Sorry, no, it wasn't my survey. Someone else in the association asked some questions of the other members. And one of them was about show numbers. And they were asking whether show numbers were important or not. And my answer was, yeah, they are, because it lets me know how far I've come. And just to hear to say the Bugcast 71 means that we've been doing this for over 71 weeks. And that's awesome. It really is awesome. Why I've not realised this up to this point, I don't know. In 3 weeks' time, we celebrate, a year of doing live broadcasts. Oh, it's scary. Phil from work in the chat room just said I sounded like Antoine from Eurotrash just then. I think that was kind of the idea. Hello, my British chums. Yes. Yes, hello everybody in the chat room this evening. We've got seven people in there, apart from my good self. We've got Mad Mank, who is Lainey. We have Phil from work, Catwoman. Forgive me, I've forgotten your name, but I'm sure I should know it. Katie, Caroline, and Ian. Yes, that's only six. We do have another guest in there at the moment who hasn't changed their nickname from one of the random ones that's generated when you go into the chat room for the first time. So, hello, whoever you are, guest. I don't think you're actually listening at the moment, even though you are in the chat room. But you arrived in the chat room about 16 seconds before I did. So, maybe you've just fallen asleep or gone for a coffee and forgotten you're there. But, well, you're welcome anyway, even if you're not listening. And thanks also to the guys from the Dumbed Down Life for the use of their Shoutcast server as well. If it wasn't for you guys, then seven people wouldn't be hearing my voice at the moment. Some would say that'd be a good thing. Right. Now, sorry, it's another geeky start to the show this week, I'm afraid. Ages and ages and ages ago, I introduced you guys to the Linux user group that I attend, which is called Scundog, the Scunthorpe and Doncaster group of Linux users. And for the first 6 months of this year, we've been pretty stagnant. I think we'd only had one meeting until last month. And it got a bit stale. So I started trying to drum up some attention on the site. And set up a meeting for last month. Now, I didn't mention it, which is a bit of an oversight on my part. But we did have a meeting last month, and it was absolutely fantastic. There was six or seven of us there from our group. Two people who just dropped in unannounced from who were actually visiting from Australia. They didn't actually know that the group was going on, but they saw a group of geeks around a table with laptops running Linux and thought, oh, this looks interesting. And we also had a visit from a representative of a neighbour Linux user group, and that's from Hull, the Hull Lug. And he came to our group, it was Davey, he came to our group last month for the first time, and myself and Sean, who's effectively the founder and leader of Scundog, decided to go and visit their group last week. And it was absolutely fantastic. There was about 20 people there. They'd had a lot of radio and press coverage about their group. And there were some people there that they'd never seen before. It was absolutely fantastic just to see. Do you know what really surprised me? And if anybody is listening to this show from Hull Lug, and I do apologise, everybody seemed pretty damn normal. Now, I know it sounds odd, but you know your own group. You know the people in your own group, and you know how down-to-earth they are. But when you go to another group, not knowing anything about them, you kind of get this image of your stereotypical geek wearing sort of thick glasses covered in spots with laptops hanging from every orifice. But there was no one there like that at all. They were all very down-to-earth, fantastic people, and it was really good to spend some time with them. Now, we're only there for a couple of hours because it took, you know, an hour and a quarter, hour and a half to get there. But it was very much worth the drive. It was very much worth the time. The southern fried chicken and mayonnaise wrap with nachos that I had was definitely worth the journey as well. And now it would seem that we're going to get some more people from the whole group coming to the Scundog meeting this coming Tuesday, which again is fantastic when you think that there is, I think it's about 47 miles between Scundog's meeting site, which is in Thorne, in Doncaster, and the Hull Lug meeting site, which is in Cottingham, in Hull. There's about 45, 46 miles difference. So to have, I think, at the current count, I think there's something in the region of 4 or 5 people from that group are going to try and get over and see us on Tuesday, which is absolutely amazing. So if there anybody is listening from that group at the moment, thank you very much indeed for your support. I think our two groups can do some amazing things together. And there's even talk of the guys from our group, from Scundog, going to Hull in November to share a table with the Hull group at a computer fair, which I think can only be good for our two groups. I know this doesn't mean a lot to most of you. In fact, probably most of you probably don't even know what a lug actually is. So I'm going to put a link into the show notes to the national directory of Linux user groups. If anybody in the chat room or listening to the podcast at the moment is interested in Linux, they want to know more about it, even if you don't use it, have a look on there, find your local group, and just speak to them. You'll realise that they're not actually, you know, spotty acne geeks. They are actually, you know, they're human beings. They're very down to earth. But we're just united in a common belief, a common desire for Linux, open source software, and the freedom that comes with it. So, absolutely amazing. It also transpires, having a chat with Sean on the way back from the Hull Lug visit last Tuesday, or this Tuesday, should I say, and we may well be starting up a podcast between our two groups. But rather than talking about geeky Linux-based things, it's probably going to be based on sort of philosophies and beliefs based in the real world. Because I noticed that most of the conversations that were taking place in that group on Tuesday weren't about computers. And I noticed exactly the same at the last group, of the last meeting of the Scundog group. We were spending most of our time talking about local history, and well, that's probably because of the Australian couple that came to sit with us, because they had actually come to Thorne to research their ancestry, because apparently they had come from Thorne. Their family was actually based in Thorne many, many years ago. So I think it would be a really good thing to do. Now, Phil's just posted in the chat room saying, "I think you've put everyone but me to sleep here." Well, that's all right then. As long as someone's listening, I don't mind. All righty. Geeky alert over. In other news, we've got some visitors coming over to stay with us here at the Bugcast Castle. I've got to think of a name for this place. Pete Kogel calls his studio Podcasting Towers. I know Grant Mason has a name for his studio, even though he lives in a flat, which is fair enough. But so I need to find a name for you guys as well. I think Phil once used the phrase Bugcasters. But, you know, like Terry Wogan has his togs. I don't know, maybe you're the, I don't know, Bills, or I don't know. Anyway, so this next weekend, we've got a couple of friends coming up from the east of England. And the week after that, we've got a couple of friends coming up to stay with us from the south of England. Which would be fantastic. We don't often have people coming to visit over a long period of time, and certainly not often we actually have people coming to stay with us for a weekend, and we're really looking forward to it, because these particular group of people, we don't see them very often. And in fact, I think the last time we saw our friends from the east of England was we would have been before Cara was born, and she's like 2 1/4 now, which is quite scary. And then the week, where are we now? We are now on the 7th. So in 2 and a bit weeks' time, we're going to head up to Scotland and visit some family, because we keep recognising that most of Caroline's family that's based in Scotland haven't met our children yet. And not long away, Amy's going to be 4 years old. So we haven't seen them in excess of 4 years, and they've never met our children, which is really bad on our part, but equally as bad on them, because they could have come to see us as much as we could go and see them. So we're gonna go up and spend, I think, three days, three nights up in Scotland. We're gonna visit visit friends on one day. We're gonna go into Edinburgh and hopefully meet up with Grant Mason from the Three from Leith podcast, who made an announcement on his show that if anybody is going up to Scotland and they fancy meeting up with him, then we'll go for a beer. So I think that's what we're going to do. Caroline's very happy about this as well, because she is absolutely head over heels and in love with this bloke's voice. And he does have a very, very soft Scottish accent, so I can kind of see where she's coming from. He's not my type, obviously, but you do understand. And the last thing I'm going to mention before we go into our next pair of songs is, I mentioned a few weeks ago that I'm going to be buying some new kit for the podcast. Because at the moment, I'm using this reasonable quality headset, which plugs straight into the front of my laptop. He says, probably having just cut everybody off. But I've comparing the sound quality to other members of the Association of Music Podcasting and other general podcasts I listen to, the vocal quality is actually quite abysmal. Now, you might be listening to it and thinking, yeah, it sounds okay, I've got no problems with it. But if you compare it to other podcasters, it's actually quite disgusting. And I'm forever looking for ways to improve this show. I'm forever looking for ways to make this show easier to do, easier to incorporate other people in. So this weekend, I'm going to be placing a nice order with some nice people, and the upshot of it is I'll be having a brand new mixer, a USB interface for my laptop, and 2 microphones turning up in the next 2 weeks. Now, you may be asking yourself, what do you need 2 microphones for? You don't have 2 mouths. No, I have one, but so does Caroline. I'll leave that thought with you. Okay, we're going to hear from Trina L now. Now, she's from Canada. She's a solo singer. And she released an album in 2009 called My Reality. And from that album, this track is called People.
We can't see past the lies and we criticize everything above us and below us. Anyone around us and confronts us. Why can't we erase our rainbows of color? How can we ignore people in need of others? What's humanity if we can't see past our beautiful difference? childhood. Y'all are too preoccupied with everybody else's lives. He who has no sins, he who has no sins, may cast the first stone. Why can't we embrace our rainbows of color? How can we ignore people in need of others? What's humanity if we can't see past all beautiful differences? Oh, why can't we embrace the rainbows of color? How can we ignore people in need of others? What's humanity if we can't see past our beautiful differences? Our wonderful differences.
Gumbler.
Hello, Codger.
You sound a bit miserable, mate. You all right?
No, I am a bit miserable, to be perfectly honest. I've been thinking about all the things that, you know, used to be British but aren't anymore.
What, you mean like Rolls Royce and things?
Yeah, because they're German now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about Chelsea? Is that British?
No, Chelsea's Russian these days, mate.
Oh. British Energy, that's got to be British, isn't it?
No, we've just sold British Energy to the French.
What about British music, then?
Well, British music, yeah. Yeah, British music's all right. But yeah. Where'd you go to get it?
Well, I go to Made in the UK show.
What? madeintheukshow.co.uk?
Well, yeah. It's a great podcast, that is, mate.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
Well, it definitely floats to the top anyway.
Yeah. Well, shall we go there, then?
Yeah. Why not?
madeintheukshow.co.uk.
In the city of the Royal Mountain, they moved a cemetery built for the poor. And they took the gravestones but left them bones, and the place was paved over to make room for Oh,
assessments I made on the nature of the stage. Let's name this one now and make proud our ancestors. Let's call
Hudost, an experimental indie world rock music ensemble from Canada and New York. That track, Royal Mountain, was taken from their album Trapeze, which was released in May of this year. Right. Last week, we had a voice message from Darren from the Dumbed Down Life. And that was basically to carry on a discussion that we had in episode 66 regarding the Think Bike campaign. Now, before he'd even listened to his own comments being played back on last week's episode, he sent me a further 3 voice messages. The idea being... No, I'll let him explain.
Hello, my name's Darren. And this is Darren's Short. Now, for those of you who have met me, you'll know that this is not in any way a reference to my height. I'm actually 6'2" and tower over most people. I intend to put a little bit of a conversation starter together and send them out to the Bugcast and possibly other podcasts in a way of just sort of getting myself heard, to be honest, and trying to start some conversations. Far too often I come up with these great ideas of what to discuss in a podcast, and then by the time it actually gets to recording a podcast, I've either already discussed it with somebody and made the subject run out, or I've just totally forgotten about it. Well, today, while out walking the dog, I had this idea for Darren's Short, and as soon as I've come home, plugged in the iPod, and now I'm recording it. So, first subject. On the matter of bodies and body size and body shape and everything, even the most perfect of film stars or supermodels has something about themselves that they don't like and something about themselves that they do like. Now, with me, I am very thankful that I am blessed with being tall. I can enjoy walking through an extremely busy railway station in London, knowing that I can see clearly above the crowd where I'm going, what's going on, and navigate through it. It's actually an enjoyable experience for me going through rush hour traffic. But when it comes to what I don't like, I find that although I'm not overweight, I am not toned. I would like to have a little bit more muscular definition, I think is the phrase. Not looking to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger, no thank you, don't want to spend that much time on it, but I certainly would prefer to be a little bit more than just a, I think the word lanky comes to mind. I don't like that word. So my question to you, oh listeners of this great and fantastic podcast, I struggled there, why did I forget the word podcast? What do you like about yourself, and what do you dislike about yourself? Thank you for listening, and I hope to be on your iPod or iTunes or computer again very soon. Bye bye.
Darren, thank you very much indeed. The concept behind what Darren is doing here, I think, is fantastic. for ages now, I've been trying to get you guys to interact with the show by attempting to coerce you into responding, even in some cases in using controversy or controversial statements to get you to respond. Now, that doesn't seem to work, which is fine. I can accept that. So, Darren has sent me, that was the first of three. So, next week and the week after, I will play his other two. If it works, we'll put this in as a feature of the show, and I think this could be really, really good. Let me know what you think about the concept. Right. My response to Darren's question. Now, this is where people are actually going to sit there and laugh at me, because I'm, for those of you that know me will know that I am fairly honest and I won't lie about the things that I believe in or the things that I believe. Darren's question, what do you like about yourself and what you do not like about yourself? What I do like about myself is that I think I'm pretty damn good looking. Now, yeah, I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and say, you could look better. But at the same time, I think I do have certain features that, you know, are fairly endearing. Facial, mostly, because all the rest of me is a blobbish mess. But, no, I think my general looks are something that I am particularly happy with. What am I unhappy with? It might surprise you to know, I'm actually not unhappy about any of me. I'm aware that there are things that could be improved, I'm aware there are things that could be changed, but if I was to look at myself and try and point out one thing that I seriously disliked about myself, I'd struggle to find it. Yes, I'm overweight. Yes, I'm unfit. Yes, I'm a lazy tyke. But that's who I am. And I'm happy with that. Just to crawl back on a couple of things that Darren said. He mentioned about film stars having things about themselves that they do like and things about themselves that they don't like. But I'm wondering if that is actually the pressure of fame. You hear many stories about film stars and other celebrities who've turned to drink because they can't handle the pressure of fame. You got those that commit suicide because perhaps they can't handle the pressure of fame. People that just lose the plot because they can't handle the pressure of fame. So maybe they're looking at themselves and thinking, oh, I'm not beautiful enough because the world expects me to be this thin, you know, stunning beauty. But let me tell you something. You don't have to be thin. You don't have to be plastered with makeup. You don't have to be the same as everybody else to have beauty. And I think that is such an important thing that everybody has to remember. I don't care whether you're male or female. Everybody has a beauty inside them. And no amount of dieting, of working out, of makeup will make any difference to the beauty that other people see within you. What's over the top is material. What's over the top is a mask. Where beauty really resides is inside. Darren also mentioned about specifically about his the thing that he likes and dislikes about himself, and he actually cited himself as both of those items being his height. Now, I can certainly see the benefit of being that tall. I'm only 5'7" high and probably about the same wide. but yeah, there are times I do wish I was taller, because most of the people that I work with or I'm surrounded by in my age group are actually taller than me. Particularly my boss is about 6'7" or something stupid. So, yeah, I suppose in that respect I can see the benefit of being taller. And by the same token, you know, Darren says that it can be a hindrance somewhat because, you know, he views himself as lanky. Now, I've met Darren, and I don't think he's lanky at all. I think he carries himself extremely well. He's not overweight. I wouldn't say he was particularly unfit. I'm not going to sit here and stroke his ego any longer because that's possibly not appropriate. But no, I don't think there's anything bad about his appearance. He's a very nice bloke. He's an extremely nice person to know. So I couldn't find fault in his height at all. And I don't think I could find fault in what he classified as his lankiness. So, I don't know. I'm going to repeat Darren's request for you guys out there that are listening to this show, this great and fantastic podcast, as Darren called it, to respond in like, to let us know what you'd like or dislike about yourself. And I will read those out on the show. If you want me to anonymise you, I won't read your name out if you want. Anything I do receive in feedback to this question, I will read out on a future show. It might not be next week, because it depends on how many responses we get. But please do have a think about it and come back to us. I think that'd be really good. So, Darren, yeah, I love this concept. As I said to you when you originally sent these through to me, I think this is something that could work really well because I suppose it's nice to have some production input from somebody other than myself. And maybe in a future show, if I can get Caroline involved in the show as well, you'll get her opinion on some of the questions that that Darren's going to be asking as well. So, yeah, let's see how we go. Now, last week, I did something, or I didn't do something, and I got a complaint about it. And the complaint was, I didn't play a comedy song. So, we are going to play a comedy song now. I'm not going to give you the title yet, but this is a lass by the name of Cookie Cutter Girl. And, pull my finger!
Are so fragile, they're fashioned from gas. Why must we squeeze just to help them to pass? If farts are so strong, once they break in the air, they're a surefire way for a room to get cleared. But if farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, they'd bounce right back when they fell from your butt. They keep their scent so the smell would be rough. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff. Farts are so friendly, they follow your tail. Although we can't see them, they leave quite a trail. Farts aren't colored, they're so hard to find, yet they're so fun to light as they leave your behind. But if farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, they'd bounce right back when they fell from your butt. They'd keep their scent so the smell would be rough. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff. Just imagine the free tiny toys they would be. In my pocket I'd keep them to throw at your feet. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, they'd bounce right back when they fell from your butt. They'd keep their scent so the smell would be rough. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, if farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, they bounce right back when they fell from your butt. They keep their scent so the smell would be rough. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff. If only farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff. If farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff, if only farts were made out of Super Bowl stuff.
All set? Let's go.
And now, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, the man you've been waiting for, the drum beater, the system cheater.
Do you like music, randomness and threes? If so, come and have a listen to The Random Three, which is an eclectic mix of music, a sort of musical car boot sale. Point your aggregator to www.stainlesssteelrat.net/feed.xml. You might find something you like. Cue abrupt ending.
Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? Time after time in a room full of strangers, out of the blue, suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation, waltzing my way in the gray of the dawn. And always your smile holds that strange invitation. Then you are gone. Where, oh, where have you gone? How long must I stay in this world of illusion? Be where you are, near yet so far apart. Hoping you'll say with a warm invitation, darling, come in, where have you been? Come into my heart. it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? Time after time in a room full of strangers, out of the blue, suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation, glancing my way in the gray of the dawn. And always your smile holds that strange invitation. Then you are gone.
Different. Rochelle House with Invitation. Rochelle is an American singer. She performs a varied mix of styles, and that track Invitation comes from her 2008 album Water. It's not everybody's taste, I'll grant you, but I do enjoy a little bit of it was almost trad jazz, not quite, but I was definitely bopping along to that one, as you do. Right, we have been joined in the chat room by one of the people I mentioned earlier on. Now, I said to you that our meeting last month at Scundog had been visited by a representative of the Hull Lug by the name of Dave. Dave's actually come in the chat room, and I think he has been there since the beginning, but maybe he fell asleep or, like I said, went to make a coffee and forgot about it. But he did turn up, and he's in there now. So, Dave, thank you very much indeed for popping along. He's in there at the moment chatting to Phil about his new netbook, which hopefully he's going to be bringing along on Tuesday when he comes to our meeting. So, yeah, very much. Thank you very much indeed for coming along, Dave. You are more than welcome. Right, feedback. I've had no feedback this week, which really surprises me, because I would have thought that following Darren's behemoth of a message last week regarding the Think Bike and the whole respect piece that I did, that I would have had at least one comment, but clearly not, which is fine, not a problem. Okay, so next week, the podcast episode number 72 will be broadcast live on Friday the 14th of August at 9 p.m. in the Bugcast chat room. And I am reliably informed that the Dumbed Down Life, who have been on hiatus since April time, have already recorded their new episode, and it's in the editing room at the moment. It's on the cutting room floor as we speak, being put back together again. Which is great news, because I've certainly been missing the Dumbed Down Life. I'm sure that Mark from the Stainless Steel Rat has as well. So, yes, it'd be really, really good to hear those guys back on the podosphere, if there is such a statement. Yes. So, that's pretty much it. Don't forget, you can send feedback to me at feedback@thebugcast.org, and you can also visit the website at www.thebugcast.org for information about the show, the artists played, and also I'm going to put in a fair number of links to the things that I spoke about in the first part of the show when I was talking about the Scundog Hull Lug and Lug. UK Lug Directory. I'll put all those links in the show notes. I know there's at least one person that's going to go and do it. Go and have a look. So that's it then. Thank you everyone for listening. Thanks to everybody who's in the chat room. We have got Mad Mac Laney. We've got Davey, Phil from work, Katie, Caroline and Ian. Other people were in there, but they've dropped out or walked away in disgust. Well, insist on talking geeky. Thank you also to anybody who's listening on the podcast version. Podcast version. So I'm just looking at the second glass of wine that I've almost finished. I very much appreciate your support. As I always say, it doesn't matter whether you're listening live or whether you're listening on the recorded version. It's always very good to know that you're... you had to do it, didn't you, Dave? Dave from Hull Lug has just posted the Hull Lug website address into the chat room, which is which is fair enough. And thanks, as always, to Caroline, who is my assistant producer, for doing some research on the artists for me, so I can read out a little bit of information about who they are. We're going to play out this evening with a track by a chap called Chris Crowder. I keep wanting to say Chris Chowder, because that's if you glance at his name, that's kind of what it comes out as. Now, Chris is he's an American. He's based in North Carolina, and he's been involved in the music business for more than 25 years. Now, we had a real struggle, or Caroline had a real struggle, to actually find out any information about Chris Crowder, because he's actually better known as Christopher B. Crowder. So have a listen to this. This track is called With You, and it's taken from his July album called Acetone. So, yeah, we'll see you next week. Ta-da.
I don't know.